And finally, we have all the songs now, so we are able to discuss in full today the last few songs, and next time we will do our own odds for the semifinals.
This is getting now exciting. Woohoo! Welcome to the Eurovision Files. Hi everyone.
Hello, how are you being?
It's been so exciting. We have taken a short break because there were songs here and there coming, and we just wanted to make sure that we had every country finally participating with their songs and that it was all clear. And we are here now.
Yes, so after all these Super Saturdays, the last few songs weren't just coming all at once, so we had to wait a little bit, but we are all in full form to comment and react to some of them. Well, to all of them now.
Well, yeah, to the final ones that we had never talked about. So where do we start?
I don't know, maybe we can start with Israel because it's being there has been a lot of discussion about Israel participating or participating, the changing of songs, the updating of lyrics. So we now can confirm that as of today, Israel is participating. Eden Golan will represent the country with the song Hurricane.
Yes, it's the third entry that they have submitted, and it's the one that worked finally. Just to be clear, we don't have a position on whether they should participate or they shouldn't. So don't blame the messenger here. We're just coming to talk about the song. We are not talking about politics. We're not talking about whatever they think, what they are. This is just purely about the song. What did you think about Hurricane?
I have to say, I quite like the song. It's powerful. It's kind of epic, but it's not a ballad. It's not like the Latin Diva either. So I think it's well put up. Although I have my concerns that they might not qualify for the finals because of the current situation with the country and people kind of boycotting or not supporting their participants. So I like the song, but I don't know if we will qualify because of these reasons, not because of the quality of the performance.
I think exactly the same. I think if it was a normal year, it's very likely that they would qualify. It's a very nice song. It works. It feels very contemporary. It's not like the ones that you sometimes feel, oh, this could have been submitted 10 years ago. It feels new. The video is nice. I haven't seen the live version. But yeah, it does work. But I don't think this year they will qualify simply because people will just not vote for them. I mean, to be honest, I'm quite worried about the whole televoting this year because there are so many calls to just boycott the whole thing that I wonder if it might be a very small vote. But yeah, definitely won't happen with Israel.
Yeah.
Think we can put a bet on that.
Yeah, we can. Maybe we are wrong, and all Eurovision fans will support the event because that's what I think, that true Euro fans will support the event regardless, and they won't even look at the country in a politic kind of way, so maybe we are totally wrong, but so, what do you think about Firefighter by Nutsa?
I like it. I got a bit confused, I have to say, because there is a song called Fighter, I believe, participating this year as well. So I was like, oh, I got a fighter and a firefighter here. I like it, but I don't know. I like it. It's just I feel like it's a song that I've already heard before. There's a section towards like the middle of the song that almost reminded me a bit of actually Noah Kirel last year. The it's not exactly like that, but I feel that the presentation of the song might be a lot about the dancing and the the whole vibe of like someone, like a girl on stage just dancing, which I feel keeps being done so much since like Chanel did it a couple of years ago. But it's actually, I don't dislike it. I just think it might not qualify because there are more original ones.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. How about you?
I have to agree. It's just another song, another Latin diva. I know they're not Latin, but they kind of give these Chanel vibes, you know, as you mentioned. And there's always the one. There's always been like a couple of these entries, but this year, I know people are saying, no, there's a lot of career kind of entries, but I think there's more like female diva entries this year.
Yeah.
And yeah,
we have her. We have, I think, Malta is similar as well.
Austria,
yes. There are a few, and I think it's an easy entry, and we know that last year we had Blanca and we had Noah and we had there were three or four that. But the problem is you need to do them well or they don't feel right. It can happen that on the day with the, you know, the actual presentation on stage and everything, it works fantastically. But yeah, that's my concern. I keep thinking that they're just doing these things to like tick boxes rather than because it feels original and the perfect entry for Eurovision. So
yeah. No, we might forget about this song like two
yeah
months.
yeah it's definitely not one song that feels atemporal and feels like in 10 years time you're going to remember it.
Yeah, it's a shame. And next up is Armenia, which I think is totally different to what we just discussed.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused because the first thing when I saw the video, I was like, is this like the Killers of the Flower Moon? Is that the traditional dress of Armenia?
I mean, I'm not sure, but in terms of, yes, hashtag identities, I think it's like it has this background of heritage and this thing that I really, really like. The first time I listened to the song, I even thought this is too folky for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. This sounds way too traditional for Eurovision. Yeah. And I like traditional music from each country. But now I'm getting to terms with the song and I'm starting to liking it a lot. And this, you know, this rhythm, na 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 na, started to sound in my head all the time. I cannot get rid of it. So I think it's a very good song, but in order for you to like it and to vote for it, you will need to know it beforehand. So for Eurofans, it's okay. For just one-time watchers of the festival, not so great.
I think when someone turns on the TV on the Tuesday or the Thursday night, get to that semi-final and see that, the first thing they're going to think is WTF. I agree. It's not, it works as a visual, cultural, sound identity of the country. I think like in a, it's like probably a very extreme side of things. So it really shocked me. Like I say, I didn't even know that if it was like the traditional dress and so on. I tend to prefer when they mix a bit that with a bit more pop, rock, modern music that you might connect a bit more. I think in general, like I think the country might connect very well, but then not so much when you see it externally. It's a bit what happens with, for example, with Blanca Paloma, for example, last year with flamenco, you need to mix things a little bit more.
You need to be going
Yeah.
to do that. You need to be going to do that. You know,
Yeah.
Ukraine is great at doing that.
Ukraine does it very well. That was going to be my point, that Ukraine does that perfectly. It sounds like them. But at the same time, I'm happy to listen to it as a non-Ukrainian person, and I still like feel like I connect with the music. So I think I'm having a harder time connecting to the entry from Armenia than you are. But give me time, give me time.
You need to get used to it.
Yeah. Next, maybe next, and then on the next podcast that we do, I might be fully on board, but not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Next, we can discuss, because last time we discussed that Australia, we still need to know the song and the who is going to represent the country. And 1 hour later, after we finished recording, breaking news.
By the time we published the podcast, they had already announced who was going in the song and everything. But yeah, what do you think?
I think I liked it. Maybe it doesn't have this super wow factor, you know, when a song starts like very slowly and then it breaks and it's this big energy coming from it. But I like it because it has this traditional kind of vibe, you know, even the language. So I think I like it. And Electric Fields is a well-known band, and I think they're going to be putting up a great performance.
Yes. When you see the video, it does feel like it's done by someone who knows what they're doing. I saw it earlier today again, and it's like you see like the two very clear professionals of the music industry. And I really like the song. It took me probably a couple of listens, but I think it will connect better with the audience than even on the first listen. It's powerful without that wow factor. I agree with you that it doesn't necessarily have that thing that is, you know, people are going to go crazy at the first listen. But it's quite modern. It's a very contemporary sound, but at the same time, that side of the Aboriginal vibe it's got, like you say, even the title of the song is One Milkaki, I believe it's called, and it's, you know, using language, you know, indigenous language rather than just English. I think it's, yeah, spot on.
And
I would expect it to go to the final.
Yeah, same. And it's quite unexpected from Australia to put up that kind of Aboriginal kind of origin, even though we already had contestants coming from that heritage and background, but this time it's more like in your face.
Yes.
Which we like.
I'm very happy. And on that note, we can probably say as well, mentioning Australia, that we've had good and bad news today from last year's contestants.
Yeah. So Zani, if you remember from Voyager from last year, he announced later last year that he had cancer. So he's been doing chemotherapy, and he's announced today. The good news is that it's going well and the cancer is kind of disappearing from his body. So we are super, super duper happy for him. The bad news is just a little bit of bad news is that they decided to cancel the tour for this year because he needs time to recover, which is totally fine as long as he recovers, and he will.
Yeah, exactly. We, you know, I think these things put everything into perspective, and, you know, like a tour, you can always tour back, but you need the time to recover, to feel better, to be with your family, with your friends. So, yeah, Danny, if you're listening to us, please.
I wish he was.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. We wish you the best. We really hope that you feel better very soon and that you can come back touring next year and we'll be there.
Of course we will, yes. Moving on, we have Azerbaijan, which was announced very shortly after we recorded the last episode as well.
I think what that week, right after we announced, we said we still have like five or six songs, like immediately everyone just got like, oh, we've forgotten to announce it.
They're doing that on purpose, I think.
It was us just reminding everyone. Yeah, Azerbaijan, what did you think? I think it's actually a mix of Georgia and Armenia for me, in that it's got the modern factor and it's got the traditional factor and the language, and it's, for me, it actually works better and I like the song. I think it's one of those that I still have to listen to a few more times. But yeah, I'm not disappointed by what they've done there.
No, I think it's way better than last year's entry.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think this one, as you said, it has this traditional modern vibe, which I think it's perfect for Eurovision. It should be compulsory to do that, to be honest. So I think they can do well, depending on, of course, what they do on a stage.
Yeah, I think there are two factors there in terms of like this good songs doing well, and it's like how they do on stage, but also where in the semifinals they are, like since we tend to have a stronger semifinal than the other, so you know, it always depends on who they are competing with. So I think next time we'll probably just have to go through that, through the actual breakdown, and we'll probably have a guess and see what happens.
Ooh, we're working on a few guests, so we'll keep you updated, guys.
Yeah, yes.
And now we have a revamp, which is Albania with Besa.
Are you happy with it?
The thing is that I quite like this song before, even though it's not super from Albania, you know, and I like Albania, especially in Eurovision, because they're super traditional. Well, not 100% of the time, you know, Ronella, it was kind of different. Probably one of the reasons that's because she didn't qualify, but okay. I liked the song better when it was in their native language, even though it sounds the same, kind of the same in terms of musicality and rhythm and all the rest, but I'm still missing the Albanese part. And I like the music video because it has a lot of black and red, which is the flag of Albania. But what have you done?
I think Albania sounded better before. The reason for it is that it's true that it didn't have necessarily the whole vibe that it normally does in other years, but it still sounded a little bit more traditional. It had that touch. Sometimes you can't really point the finger at, but you can hear it.
Yeah.
And I think that worked better in their language rather than in English. If you're doing a song in English, then it almost feels, at times it can feel strange to do those vibes. It doesn't really connect. You put that in Albanian and then suddenly it's like, oh, it's, you know, it's exotic almost. So yeah, I agree. I liked it better before. And it's, I think they have done the mistake that thinking it's going to appeal more. And sometimes it's that exotic vibe that might be the one that helps you be pushed up. Without it, it just feels like a normal entry, not necessarily the strongest. I think it's borderline if they are going to qualify.
Yeah. I only hope they don't do a dance break, you know, because that's another Latin diva, but in the wrong way, because Albania is not their thing. But okay.
Anyway, then we got Sweden with Marcus and Martinus, who are not new to the Eurovision universe, because they almost qualified last year. However, they didn't because a certain Lorin qualified instead. But yeah, they've come back this year and they finally got it. What do you think?
I have to say I prefer last year's song, but of course, Lorin. This one, I think the song itself is a banger, but it's forgettable. I know it's like the song, it's called Unforgettable, and it's forgettable because in a few years' time, it's a banger if you go out, if you're in a pub or, you know, in a club. It's a good song to listen to and to dance to, but Eurovision-wise, probably they will end up top, I don't know, 10 for sure. But it's not giving me like a lot of emotion or saying anything to me.
Yeah, I mean, for what I've seen online, people really like it. But yeah, I think Sweden is one of those that I tend to look forward to. And this year I'm like, move on. Yeah, I agree that I like it. And I'm sure if you are in Sweden next week, you're going to listen to that song a lot.
I will be there, yes. And,
yeah, I was going to say certain person is going to be in Sweden next week. so you probably will hear it on the radio, like if you go to bars and so on. It might even do well potentially in some areas of Europe. I think that kind of music in the, you know, the Baltic countries and so on potentially is going to do great.
And then actually Norwegian.
Yeah, so that, but that's what I mean. Like, you know, Scandinavia, like the Baltics, Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia and Lithuania potentially will do well. But yeah, I think I've sort of had my favorites now and they are not necessarily in that block. Sorry.
Yeah. And last but not least, it's Marina Sati for Greece with the song Sari. I actually love this song. It's not one of my favorites to win because maybe Lasagna, but but I think, well, the music video could be more Greek. It's the Greekest thing I've ever seen. I love it. It's like, she's like a Greek Rosalia. I'm not a particular fan of Rosalia, but I love Marina in Eurovision. Again, my only hope is that they don't do a dance break. That would really actually ruin this song and the performance. Please don't go to that route unless you do an Elena Paparizou. But otherwise, I think it's a top five.
So yeah.
The performance is good.
The first time I heard it, I just heard a bit, like I think it was when it was announced, and I was like, oh my god, another girl doing a song where she's gonna end up dancing, please. But then you see the whole thing and you're like, oh okay, yeah, it works. It's true that the video is like really Greek. I'm wondering if it took them that long to announce it because they were doing that. But yeah, no, it's actually really cool. It's original. It just feels original. It's not what other people are doing. I agree. I think nothing from today has changed my opinion about who should win. But yeah, it's a good song. I really hope they go past the semifinals this year.
Yeah, I think they will. If the performance is good, because yeah, we have to see it live.
If the performance is good, if they are not against 11 strong candidates as well. So
yeah, let's talk about that next time.
Yes. But yeah, so have you changed your mind maybe on your top three? Do you still have the same? What are you thinking?
I'm still thinking Croatia will win. Second, Ukraine, but I'm quite surprised because Ukraine has actually fallen a lot in the odds and people are not vibing for it anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm quite surprised, but I think they will win the jury vote anyway. And third, I think Switzerland or Belgium, and the Netherlands are going up in my odds as well, my personal odds. What about you?
Yeah, nothing has changed. I would say my top three are Ukraine, Estonia.
Oh yes, It's good.
I love Estonia. And I think potentially Belgium. I think Musti's song is actually really good. But yeah, I think probably there are a few candidates for the third one. But I think Ukraine and Estonia, I would be really happy. I'm not in love with baby lasagna. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Maria, but we need to start to look for hotels in Croatia this year. Because it's gonna
we
be
might
there.
Need to have to start looking for them in Estonia, you know? It's fine. Riga is beautiful. Is it Tallinn? Sorry, Tallinn.
I like Estonia's song, but breaking news, Zagreb 2025.
Or Split. Or Dubrovnik.
Well, I would not have Split. I mean, but do they have all the settings required for hosting Eurovision? We will look into it and we'll discuss.
Have to look into it. Yeah, that's for the next one.
Yeah.
So that's all the review for today. We are going to have to ramp up these sessions. Probably the next one we might not be on Zoom anymore. We might actually be together.
Yes. Yeah. We have a few gigs coming up and we're going together.
Yeah.
So London, be aware. We're coming in. Well, Maria, you are right there, but
yeah. London and Amsterdam, we are coming. So
we'll keep you updated because we have a lot of things going on in this time. We have Mahmood, we have Joker out, we have Kano. So, and we have pre-parties. So
yes,
we have a lot to discuss on top of the semi-finals.
We'll see you soon then.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.